1-800-875-5101.
Deposit your drone dilemma. Perhaps you cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? None need your physical meeting. Perhaps you charge a bonus of a member. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a trap, Papa just got better. Now FNB Group Savings Account. FNB Group Savings Account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Isoka man fined 100,000 kwacha for aiding 12 undocumented Ethiopians. In African news, at least 240 charged with treason after Tanzania election violence. To present the news, my name is Lisa Chwawa. A 35-year-old Zambian man from Isoka has been fined 100,000 kwacha or sentenced to 9 months of simple imprisonment after being found guilty of aiding 12 undocumented Ethiopian nationals. Previous Asiniza was convicted and sentenced by the Isoka Magistrate Court on November 5, 2025, following his arrest last month in connection with the smuggling of illegal immigrants. According to Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka, Mr. Chiniza was apprehended on October 20, 2025, after officers mounted a roadblock near Mwaiseni village in Isoka. He told Kombon Radio News that this followed a tip-off that two vehicles are carrying suspected illegal immigrants had evaded a security checkpoint in Nakonde. He narrates that officers have later discovered 14 undocumented Ethiopians, including a mother and her minor child, in a Toyota Fan cargo that had been abandoned by Siniza after a chase. Mr. Nshinka further says that Mr. Siniza was arrested shortly after abandoning the vehicle. He had also disclosed that in just 2 days, the officers across the country secured 71 convictions for various immigration-related offenses. Mufulira's Kawama Ward Councillor Enoch Kawaso has appealed for increased police presence to curb rising cases of vandalism targeting public infrastructure. Mr. Kawaso says the criminal gangs have continued to terrorize the residents by grabbing merchandise and disrupting community activities. The civic leader revealed that through the 2025 Constituents Development Funds, construction of the first ever police post in the ward is already underway.
The music at school, rather in this community, our desire was that if the police can still come in and assist us, in our area, the mushrooming of these human groups will be on the safe side to guide or to patrol, so that we get this vandalism issue. But this is just an appeal. If at all it assist us to reinforce the police to come and do the patrol at times. Just within 2 days, within a week, it can do a recommendable job.
Luansha bears the clergy, Bishop Moses Angalasia of Trinity Ministries, has raised concern over the lack of access to medicines by persons with disabilities. Bishop Angalasia stressed the lack of mobility as a challenge that burdens persons with disabilities where access to medicine is concerned, leading to deaths, especially for people living with conditions such as HIV and AIDS. He has since called for more measures to be put in place, such as an allocation under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to assist the physically challenged.
Most of our sisters who are physically challenged are HIV positive. The reason is they don't get married. They are human beings with feelings. Now, when it comes to mobility, most of them do not have mobility. They don't have crutches, they don't have wheelchairs. To access medication, it's very hard for them. 2023, Rwanda only, we lost 15 of them who died with HIV. Why can't there be an allocation for mobility? Because it's 4%, even 1% can make a difference. When I was having that walk to Rusa.
Kapirimposhi Town Council Chairperson Brilliant Munyeke has disclosed that there are investors that have expressed their interest to invest in establishing an abattoir in the district. Mr. Munyeke states that investors are eager to do trade with Zambia in the area of beef export, adding that such a development will stimulate growth for the local economy. He revealed that this will in turn also spur job opportunities for the local population. Mr. Munyeke stressed that his office remains open and welcomes every well-meaning resident with ideologies that will foster development in the district.
So now I'm happy that yesterday I received some investors who are coming from Europe, others coming from Africa. Investors, I was with them yesterday. So now they want to invest into abattoir. They want to be exporting meat to Europe, like what our president, my president, we suffer and the Baka in the children. He has to export beef. They're very serious. So it's those investors. They came yesterday. I was with them. So issue of the abattoir, I think it will be tackled. Baka Bombirapo, I have another investor. Tuala Musubari for register. So I've got a very big plan for Kapiri. Very big plan for Kapiri.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta.